Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about area events, people, and issues. I'm Jay Curtis. Like and subscribe to our video podcast on the YouTube channel. We're here along with Evie Stewart from the Masser Museum of Art. You guys have a fantastic party coming up, and we're so glad to have a chance to talk about it.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for saying the party is fantastic. I tend to agree.
It is? Okay, so let's talk about it. This is Art Off the Wall, and it's been going on for a number of years, but there are probably some people who still have never heard of this. So why is it Art Off the Wall?
Right. So a major part of this fundraiser, first I should say this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It helps support our educational programming, exhibitions that we change 6 to 8 times a year, and our collections management. So a very important party for us. The large part of this party is a silent auction of artwork that is donated by artists locally, regionally, across the nation, really. So we have art from everywhere. It's usually around 100 works of art, and you bid on the art during the wall, during the event. It's hanging on the wall, and when you go home, you take it off the wall with you, hence Off the Wall.
Off the Wall. There you go. So this is coming up on Friday, April 24th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the museum. What I loved about the very first time I ever went, because okay, there's an aura about art museums, is that they are formal, that they are maybe sometimes just a little stuffy. Am I okay saying that?
I'm so glad you said that. Yes, yes,
and
we get that.
And this is the opposite of that. This
right.
is such a laid back, you walk in and there's so many different pieces of art. Everybody's got a beverage and a plate of food walking around. There's live music. Let's talk about all the pieces that make this such an engaging event.
Right, I agree. And the live music is a large part of it. We have a great band this year. A band out of Nashville is actually coming
wow.
in. And we have an opener for the first time ever. There's Cade Bordelon is a student at Louisiana Tech, and he has a band called The Fallbacks. So he's going to open up for our band from Nashville.
Okay, so two bands.
Yes,
right?
two bands.
Awesome.
Live music, great music. The music is outside. It's in the courtyard. There's a nice courtyard, you know, feel. We have some new landscaping at the museum,
oh,
so everything's
nice.
Looking really good. And yes, it's a comfortable, laid-back atmosphere. You can come in whatever you feel comfortable wearing. We don't have a dress code or a dress suggestion or anything like that. So there's everything from cocktail dresses to blue jeans.
And everything in between.
Right. So it's a nice, laid-back feel. And you're right. People do have this conception about museums that if they maybe don't know a lot about art, they think, oh, I don't know if I can go in that place. And part of the reason we want to have this kind of atmosphere at the Masser Museum is because we want people to come for the party, but keep coming back for the exhibitions and for the experience. We're a free art museum to attend. Of course, there's a ticket price for this, being that it is a fundraiser.
Right.
But day to day, we are a free art museum. And we want to just get people in the door and let them see what we can offer to our community.
So let's talk about the art itself. You said you've got from people locally that you will very quickly know some of the names, but you've also got some art from around the region, too, coming in to be a part of this event.
That's right. So the way that happens for us usually is the exhibition that is going on right now at the museum is the 63rd Annual Juried Competition, and this is a national art competition. So artists from all over the country enter their work. We have an outside juror. And they choose the work for the exhibition, and it's from around the country. And a lot of those artists end up on our mailing list that when we e-blast out to artists for donating work, and a lot of them donate work. So I don't even know off the top of my head right now where the work is coming in from. We actually did have an email from Europe this year, too.
Oh, wow.
Someone wanting to donate something. I don't know what ended up happening with that. Seems like a long way to ship art. But it's always, like you said, names you will recognize, people you will know that have steadily in this exhibition and in our art community, but also national artists from, who knows, Washington State, New York.
Names that you might know from having seen the juried exhibition before.
Absolutely.
Because you've got 17 years worth of networking going on here, too.
Right, absolutely. And in the current exhibition, I think there are 27 states represented.
Awesome.
Yes, it's really great. And several of those artists are donating work. So it's a really great part of this fundraiser. But like you said, it's just a fun fundraiser, too. We're going to have... we always have the photo wall. There's lots of opportunities to get your photo taken with your friends, family, whatnot. They're going around the party as well. Something we changed this year is we have local restaurants who are donating the food.
Oh, really?
Yes,
wow.
We do.
Okay,
we have
terrific.
Several local restaurants, and we're so grateful to them for doing this, donating the food. So that, you know, it is a fundraiser, so that it helps us tremendously.
So as you say, that's a big expense when you're talking about putting together an event. If you've got food that you worked to get donations for, but you're not paying for,
absolutely,
that
catering helps is a big part of the expense. So that's been really helpful. And we have some great sponsors this year. Some new sponsors have gotten on board. We're already selling some tickets. It's going to be a really nice party. And for those who have been to the museum before, you know that parking is a little bit of an issue. It's a small parking lot, but we're having, like we usually do for big events, a golf cart.
Golf cart was huge.
Yes, the golf cart that's going to drive all around. So park where you can. The golf cart will come pick you up, take you back to your car at the end of the night. And, you know, we've just got some, we've got a really good party put together. I'm excited about it.
I would say, to me, that's part of the charm of the Master, the fact that it is in a residential neighborhood. It's a family home that got converted into an art museum. And so you're in a neighborhood. You're in the middle of Monroe. So it's not like you're driving, you know, out from town or to something that's very formal. It's a home that's become a home for art.
Right, exactly. The home was built in 1929, and it was donated to the city in 1963. So we've been a museum for 63 years.
So you'll have a centenary anniversary of the house pretty soon.
We will, and we already are making plans.
Good.
for the 100th anniversary of the home. We've got a few years to go, but we're working on that because you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take care of, as an old home is, but it's totally worth it. And, yeah, it's going to be a great event. And like I said, the event is so important to us because it is our largest fundraiser of the year. You know, we write grants, we have museum memberships, things like that. Like I mentioned, we are a free museum. But a large way of how we are able to continue our programming throughout the year is attendance at Off the Wall, sponsors for Off the Wall, things like that. And I just also like to say that with 100 pieces of art on display at the auction, you're going to find something that you like. And a lot of times you can get a really great deal on the art as well. And you're not only supporting the museum, you're supporting the artists because they can donate 100% of the proceeds to the museum, but they can also take 50% of the proceeds for whatever they sell. So we try to make good incentives for our very kind artists who donate work to us.
For them to get something too.
Right, to get something. They get a ticket to the event. Yeah. I should also mention we have a door prize.
Oh, terrific, because there's a trip, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, there used to be. We do have something different.
What's the door prize?
This is the door prize. So we...
just a quick minute.
Okay. We have a painting that was donated by Douglas Breckenridge, a beautiful painting.
Terrific.
We have some Master merchandise and some gift certificates from local stores and restaurants.
Fantastic. So, Art Off the Wall coming up on Friday, October the 24th. Tickets at mastermuseum.org.
That's right.